Support for KPLU's studio sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work, August 15th and 16th, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers demonstrating their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at Shack, SCHACK.org.
Today, we welcome back to our studios for a third visit one of the busiest musicians in the world, Mr. Christian McBride. You can hear him in an endless variety of groups here on KPLU, and every Friday night, you hear him hosting NPR's Jazz Night in America on this station. That's coming up tonight at 8. Christian Sands is here playing piano, and Jerome Jennings is behind the drums. Recent trio albums you should have, Out Here and Live at the Village Vanguard. The latter album earned Mr. McBride a Grammy for Best Improvised Jazz Solo on the song Cherokee. It may be Friday the 13th, but I'm feeling very lucky to welcome the Christian McBride Trio. Yeah.
What's up, man? Yeah.
is Christian McBride and his trio, Christian Sands at the piano with Jerome Jennings drumming. Christian, it's great to have you back in town.
It's great to be back.
Great to have you here. I would say what's new, but I'm looking over here at a drummer that wasn't in your trio last time through. Tell us about adding Jerome to the band.
Jerome joined this trio almost exactly 1 year ago, this week, or next week, rather.
Yeah.
So we've got a one-year anniversary. We're going to party this weekend here in Seattle. I've known Jerome for quite some time. Actually, one of the things that bonded us together was his love for James Brown.
And even though
I know we weren't going to be playing, you know, this trio is not necessarily based on funk music, but it's sort of a prerequisite that you like it if we're going to be friends, you know. So I met Jerome, and we've been good buddies for quite some time. He's been playing with the trio since last year.
Big success with the last record, Live at the Village Vanguard. You won a Grammy for your solo on Cherokee. And I wonder if you could tell us what the Grammys are like for the jazz folks that have to show up early to the ceremony.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, 80% of all of the Grammys are given out before the telecast.
Is that right?
So the real Grammys are the ones that no one ever sees, you know, unless you watch the live stream on Grammy.com.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the televised portion, I mean, I think they only give out, what, 9 awards. But there's like, you know, I don't know, 50 awards altogether or something like that. So, yeah, the real Grammys are during the day.
Christian McBride, also the host of Jazz Night in America on NPR. You're also working, I noticed, with Jazz House Kids. You've been doing that for years. And Inside the Jazz Note interviews are something that you've got going on. Wynton Marsalis coming up. How did you get involved with that?
Well, my wife, Melissa Walker, started Jazz House Kids almost 15 years ago. And what we do at Jazz House Kids is something that I think a lot of cities are now starting to take upon themselves, because what we do is sort of the work that public schools used to do. You know, if you were a child coming up in public school, you wanted to play in the band, most likely your school had a band, and that's no longer the case. So we see over 1,000 kids from over northern New Jersey, actually throughout the whole state of New Jersey. We have ensembles, small ensembles, large ensembles, private lessons. And it's really, I'm proud of the work we've been able to do with these young minds in New Jersey. And Wynton Marsalis is coming in next week, and he's going to do our annual fundraiser, and I'm excited.
Now, there's a lot of great jazz education in cities like Seattle and New York and Texas and Florida, I know, have some great high school jazz programs. Do you feel like that's getting around to the rest of the country, too, or is it still in really specific cities?
It's getting there. It's getting a lot better. I would say over the last 10 years, there have been a lot of wonderful after-school programs popping up, and it's great to see. And Seattle, of course, you know, this has been one of the premier cities when it comes to, you know, nurturing young musicians for quite a long time. So a lot of great musicians come from here.
Yeah, we just had the Essentially Ellington competition wrap up not long ago, and for the first time in a long time, no Seattle high schools were placing in the first three.
Well,
so
that's, okay.
That's good news for the rest of the country.
well,
Bad
Jazz
news
House
for
Kids for the first time in 3 years didn't place either, so, you know. We're all together.
Yeah. Christian McBride's trio live in the studios. What have you got for us next?
The first song we played was Tangerine, and now we're going to play a song written by Mr. Sands.
Excellent.
This is from our Live at the Vanguard CD. It's called Sand Dune.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Christian Sands at the piano with his tune Sand Dune. Christian McBride leading the trio with the bass, and that's Jerome Jennings on drums. And I was getting ready for the session today, Mr. McBride, and thinking about how a bass player's got to travel around the country on tour, probably playing somebody else's bass. Mm-hmm. Is this your bass?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. And I was thinking about that, I'm also thinking, well, that's the same goes for the piano player and the drummer. And right. I was wondering, how does that work as far as practice is concerned? Are you able to practice on tour when you don't have your instrument?
Not really.
No.
I mean, I don't think any of us are really able to practice that much. I mean, particularly if you don't play a horn, you mm-hmm. know. We usually don't even really get to see our instruments until we get to the venue. You know, we get to the theater in the middle of the afternoon, maybe practice for a little while, then we got to shut down and, you know, let the people get in. But, you know, saxophone players and trumpet players always
find
you know,
a closet. Yeah.
They're so proud of themselves because they shed all day. And it's just like, you know, please just give me a break.
Now, Jerome, I suppose you're always traveling with your instrument if you think of the world as a drum, because as long as you got a set of sticks, you can play on anything, right?
Absolutely. Like, I always keep sticks and brushes in the hotel room. So.
Yeah, yeah. Does that bug your fellow musicians at all? It's like, girl, you got to cut it out. I'm trying to go to sleep.
Oh, no, we're not in the same room.
Yeah. You're not banging on the hotel wall saying, I got to wake him up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christian Sands, is there any way you can get around that problem of not traveling with a piano
well,
as far
I mean,
as practice
you know,
goes?
They've kind of come up with different ways. Well, I've come up with different ways I can use a piano, you know, I use a iPad or, you know, sometimes I'll use, you know, I'll type on my laptop, you know, and sometimes just hitting your fingers, getting them to move and all that kind of stuff kind of really helps you when you get to a piano, you know, come up with some ideas and all that, you know, so it's a little difficult sometimes, but, you know, you got to try to find different ways to do it, you know.
And the typing is coming along though, I bet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty good.
Christian McBride's trio, always a fun show live, and I've seen you guys do wonderful versions of funk tunes in concert from Who's Making Love
right.
and Car Wash, and you actually did a Michael Jackson ballad on the recent record. I wonder if you've got anything from the world of soul music making its way into your repertoire.
Today or in general?
In general.
We always keep some soul ballads nearby. We do a great Stevie Wonder composition. Well, that's sort of redundant. Great Stevie Wonder composition called "Send One Your Love." Mm-hmm. We do an obscure Freddie Hubbard song called "Povo," which comes from his Skydive album, and that's pretty funky that we do. And what other funk stuff we got in the can, or soul stuff?
Some Michael.
I mean, you know, usually when we do that, we haven't done it in a while, but when we do Who's Making Love, it usually turns into this whole medley of 70s.
Just really bands. Whatever we can think of at the moment.
That's right. That's right.
So you've been in town twice in the last couple of months. You were here with the Mack Avenue Super Band.
Right.
Seattle's a city you're starting to know well. I wonder what you're doing when you're not playing, because you get most of the day to hang around town. And I will go around the room and see what your plans are around the city.
All right.
Christian McBride, I'll start with you.
Well, you know, this is my first trip to Seattle was 25 years ago, and I loved the city a whole lot. But many years ago, it turned into, you know, we would come here and play in town for a week. Mm-hmm. And like the last few times I've been here, it's only been in and out for like a day or two. So now that we're here for 3 days, I'm just going to go out and hang. I'm going to go to Emerald City Guitars after I leave here and go look at some old Fender basses.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else I'm going to do. You know, maybe throw some fish around. <you know.
laughs> Christian Sands on piano, what are your plans?
Well, you know, it's a nice day out, so I'll probably take a walk.
Yeah.
And, you know, see what kind of trouble I can get into. Definitely going to check out the Steinway shop that they have here. You know, always have to do that. Steinway artists, you got to go and see what they're brewing over there. And, you know, who knows? Who knows what I'm going to be doing?
Jerome Jennings.
I'm definitely going to walk around. A friend of mine hit me to a place called Catfish Corner. So I'm going to have to see what that's about.
All right.
I might go with you on that. That
sounds, that sounds like a good time.
Are the Mariners in town this weekend?
Yeah, they played yesterday. I'm still waiting on my Sonics to come back, you guys. I'm just waiting
on my
Sonics.
Oh, you're waiting for
Sonics.
They'll come back. They'll come back.
Speaking of the future, what does the future hold for this trio? You got a couple records recently, but maybe due for another one?
Well,
recording-wise?
There's a lot of music of this of this particular trio in the can. So who knows what's next? I actually have a few CDs that are just kind of in the chute. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one's going to come out first, but got a couple of big band recordings on the way out, and we're always on the road. So
I saw that you're going to be working with Chick Corea's trio later this year,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah. Brian Blade and myself will be with Chick to celebrate his 75th birthday, and we're going to be on tour most of June. Actually, throughout the whole summer, I'll be with Chick.
Christian Sands, what do you got coming up on the schedule?
Oh, man. Touring a lot with McBride, also touring with my own project that I'm putting together. Jerome is also playing on some of those hits that we're doing. Also going to Copenhagen and starting a children's program there,
oh, wow.
Summer children's program there for musicians and artists and all that kind of stuff. You know, trying to give back and you know, do some different stuff.
You got to tell me other big news.
Which
in August.
Oh, yeah. Well, in August, I'll be doing my first record on Mack Avenue.
You know,
so
hey.
I'm officially signed and everything, and Mr. McBride will be producing that.
I'm just going to be sitting there. I don't need to do nothing.
You know.
You got it all covered.
So we're gonna do that. You know, so I'm writing a lot, doing a whole bunch of research on just older music, you know, new music, you know, trying to really get all this stuff together. And so in August, we'll be going in the studio, and we're looking at sometime next year in the beginning of the year. So
excellent. That's exciting. Yeah. Jerome Jennings, I know you're very involved in education. What have you got on the schedule?
Well, on the educational front, I mean, I work, I do a lot of work through Lincoln Center, mm-hmm. Jazz and Lincoln Center, and I'm curating a course, a 4-week course, May 31st for 4 weeks, every Tuesday on the musings of Max Roach.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be a 2-hour class. I'm doing some things with Jazz House Kids mm-hmm. This summer. That's going to be very good, very cool.
Yeah.
Got some stuff with McBride coming up. Got some stuff with Sands. I finished my recording.
Mm-hmm.
The process, these two gentlemen are
oh, fantastic.
I was blessed enough to have them on it. So that'll be, should be coming out in sometime in, I would say August. Like
cool.
the fall. So, lot of things going on. Jazz for Young People through Lincoln Center, going mm-hmm. into schools, talking to kids about the music, and you know, it a lot. It's just great.
Mr. McBride, we got time for one more song. How are we going to finish this show?
Cool. We're going to do Baubles, Bangles, and Beads.
Terrific.